is Janae Pogetsky, and she'll be talking about heat-induced and anthropomorph production and sex ratio of variation in Wolbachia infected parasitoids, Trichogramma caeci. Thank you.
Good morning. Sex determination has been a point of interest among hymenopterists for more than a century. Since understanding the mechanisms involved may provide valuable information about the evolution of haplodiploidy, inbreeding, and social behaviors, evolution and modes of action of sex ratio disorders, and provide a way to develop more effective manipulation of economically important hymenoptera. Hymenopterans exhibit a haplodiploid mode of reproduction in which generally males are haploid and females are diploid. There are several mechanisms by which sex can be determined according to this mode. Complementary sex determination at this point is the only well-characterized mechanism. According to complementary sex determination, sex is determined by multiple alleles at a sex-determining locus. Individuals... Do I have my mouth?
It may be better just to have this place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Sorry. Individuals that are heterozygous at the sex-determining locus develop as females, while individuals that are hemizygous or homozygous develop as males. Trichogramma are tiny parasitoid wasps widely used in the biological control of lepidopteran pests, and they've been determined not to exhibit complementary sex determination. And this was revealed through observations of several species that are affected with Wolbachia. Wolbachia are maternally transmitted intracellular bacteria that manipulate the host reproductive system in order to increase their own transmission. And you can see them here infecting this egg. There's those small blue dots. In Wolbachia-infected Trichogramma, individuals that are haploid, unfertilized, coming from unfertilized eggs, would normally develop as males. Instead, Wolbachia causes these haploid individuals to undergo gamete duplication, a process that doubles the chromosomes, and results in the production of a homozygous diploid individual. Under complementary sex determination, this diploid homozygous individual would develop as a diploid male. However, Wolbachia-infected individuals produce only female progeny, indicating that there's another mechanism of sex determination involved besides complementary sex determination. It's understanding the mechanism by which Wolbachia manipulates the host sex determining system may provide information about that sex determining system itself. And currently it's believed that Wolbachia actually plays quite a small role in manipulating the system. It's thought that the presence of Wolbachia in the egg induces gamete duplication, and that the resulting diploid status of the egg is what, in fact, induces the female phenotype. So in order to investigate that relationship a little further, I heat-treated Wolbachia-infected females during their development, a treatment that's been shown to interfere with the sex-determining system of its offspring. To do this, I allowed Wolbachia-infected Trichogramma KK females to overposit for approximately 1 hour at 25 degrees Celsius. The eggs were then incubated at 30.5 degrees for the entire duration of their development. Then, upon emergence, 15 females were mated, 15 were set up as virgins, and each wasp was given an egg card daily for 10 days, and they were maintained at 25 degrees Celsius. Those egg cards were isolated daily and also maintained at 25 degrees Celsius for the entire duration of the development of those progeny. Emerging offspring were then sexed and examined for any interference with the sex-determining system. I found that Wolbachia-infected, heat-treated females, instead of producing all female progeny, produced a clear gradation of female-to-male production. And there was a brief period of rapid sex transition that occurred over the intermediate days. Not only did these heat-treated females produce males, they also produced gynandromorphs. And gynandromorphs are individuals that exhibit both male and female characteristics. You can see here in this drawing of a Drosophila gynandromorph. They can fall into one of two categories. Genetic gynandromorphs are those that have a mosaic of haploid and diploid tissues that correspond with the male and female characters. And somatic gynandromorphs, also referred to as intersexes often in the literature, have a consistent fluidy level throughout the body. But the phenotype that you see, the male or female characters, may not correspond to the genotype of the tissues themselves. The mechanism by which these gynandromorphs are produced is not fully understood in the Hymenoptera. The gynandromorphs, about 80% of the gynandromorphs that were produced in this study actually were produced during this intermediate period, possibly produced as intermediate sexes during the change from femaleness to maleness. This suggests that Wolbachia may require a certain threshold of bacterial titer to fully control its host sex. And this hypothesis may be supported by an examination of the gynandromorphic characters on the wasps. Many wasps were found to have both male and female antennae, but female antennae were found in various degrees of masculinization, as indicated by the numbers of long cincilla on the antennae that are normally found only in males. But male antennae were never found to be feminized. On the other hand, if the presence of male characters is actually a function of a reduced Wolbachia titer due to heat exposure, you would expect that those individuals produced later would have more male characteristics, but that was not found at all. And there was no clear pattern in character combinations either. Individuals that were clearly male-like, having male coloration and male genitalia, often were found with female antennae, while individuals that are extremely female-like, having female coloring and ovipositor, were often found with male antennae. After examining the sex ratio changes and gynandromorph production induced by heat, I calculated the fluidy level of the gynandromorphic tissues using DNA flow cytometry. To do this, nuclei from the gynandromorphic tissues were isolated and suspended in solution. Their DNA was then dyed with a fluorescent dye. They were sent through a flow cytometer where they passed through a laser beam, and the emitted fluorescence was then recorded for each nucleus. Since we know the amount of DNA in a Drosophila nucleus, I compared the amount of fluorescence emitted from each Drosophila nucleus to the amount of fluorescence emitted from the Trichogramma nuclei and calculated the amount of DNA in the Trichogramma nuclei. And I found that all gynandromorphic tissues examined were in fact diploid, indicating that heat was affecting Wolbachia's ability to induce the female phenotype, but it was not affecting Wolbachia's ability to induce gamete duplication. So we have here somatic gynandromorphs. And this suggests that either Wolbachia has a bacterial threshold that's required for gamete duplication to occur that's actually lower than that required to induce the female phenotype, possibly because Wolbachia may be manipulating these sexual characteristics independently, or it could be that the heat is separately affecting Wolbachia's and the host's abilities to control sex. And in order to distinguish between these two, my next experiments will investigate the effects of heat on the sex determining system in the absence of Wolbachia using cured individuals in experiments very similar to these. So to summarize, it was through heat-induced sex ratio changes in gynandromorph production, I found that heat, in fact, manipulates the sex ratio, the sex determining system, producing sex ratio transitions from low to high male production, and there's a period of rapid sex conversion that occurs during the intermediate days, and during those intermediate days, gynandromorph production also occurs. Furthermore, flow cytometry indicated that the gynandromorphic tissues are diploid, so that we're looking at intersexes or somatic gynandromorphs. And suggesting that Wolbachia actually plays a much more involved role in manipulating the sex determining system than previously believed, and indicating for the very first time that diploidy alone is not enough to induce the female phenotype in some hymenoptera. I'd like to thank my, especially my major professor, Dr. Richard Stouthammer, and my lab mates, NSF for the Wolbachia Fiber Grant for funding this research, and the Robert Van den Bosch Scholarship Travel Award for funding my conference attendance. And I'll take any questions.